With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin with you. Now, one of the things that's been interesting this week with the Ravens game there, JP, has been Mary Kay, our buddy Spencer German. I've heard, and by the way, if you've also heard other beat reporters suggest, if Dylan doesn't play well in this game, not only could this be his last game, but that this could be a game where maybe, much like the original Baltimore game where Dylan got the action for the first time, that we can actually see Shedeur Sanders on Sunday. And a very valid question you had is, well, do we know if Shador's been practicing? Because it wouldn't be fair if he's not getting normal reps.
Yeah, because last week left it off, I think it was the 21st comes to mind, October 21st. Stefanski told us he was getting zero reps.
Yep, and so why we say that is, today Kevin Stefanski was asked about Shador's practice reps. Here's what he had to say.
No, he's doing a really nice job, including just now coming off the field with the red zone drill that we did. So continues to work very hard, doing a nice job in meetings, doing a good job in the field.
So that was him saying no, he's not getting any additional
practice. We missed the part before that, by the way. There's a whole clip before that where basically he's asked, has any amount of reps changed between Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, or is Dylan getting basically all the reps? And he said no, like nothing's changed. And so
I'll ask you, does that change whether you want to see Shedeur on Sunday or not?
Well, hold on. There's two layers to this, right? Because I think there's also the part of the conversation that we've been having now for a couple of days of what exactly do these guys see in practice that would be able to tell them we need to be clamoring for Shedeur. Mm-hmm. This almost assuredly stamps down the idea that the only people that are watching Shedeur play in practice are not the veterans that could have the voice to this all. It's in fact the guys in the post-practice drills, as Kevin talked about in that clip. Those are the only ones, and those are young players. Those are practice squad guys. Those are rookie players. Those aren't the type of guys that are going to speak out and say, bench Dylan Gabriel, we want to see Shedeur Sanders.
So that speaks directly to the narrative of, well, Shedeur can't be that good because we don't have Myles Garrett kicking down the door and saying, play him or I'm not playing on Sunday.
Yeah, because Myles isn't watching him actually play in these practices. And so, Stefanski's doing a good job of at least on his own doing these post-practice drills and trying to see where he thinks maybe Shedeur could be. That's good. All right, great. Let's keep that up. But as far as the veterans are concerned, Devin Bush isn't out there playing against Shedeur Sanders. That's not existing. At least 2 months ago, when he was off to the side and he was on a completely different field when he was throwing to ball boys and practice squad members and everything else, the way that was set up when Dylan Gabriel was the backup, at least in that setup, maybe they'd catch a glimpse of him throwing a football from 35 feet away. They don't even have that opportunity now.
Yeah, I just think, I don't know. Do you think the Browns would put Shedeur in on Sunday without first team reps?
It doesn't sound like it. No, it doesn't sound like it. Now, would they do something like what they did with Dylan in week two? You mentioned that, two drives, a drive. If the game is a blowout, sure, I guess that's on the table. But the idea that he's kind of come in there at the half, This doesn't sound like the type of quarterback situation where he's coming in at halftime. This sounds like the type of quarterback situation where Dylan could stink up the joint to the high heavens, which we've seen him do already this year, and that's Dylan's game to finish out. That's the impression that I get.
It does continue to feel like Shador's being held hostage just a little bit with parliamentary procedure and politics within the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it just, and again, that doesn't mean Kevin's a bad guy for doing that, because it can go this way in the NFL, and biases are real, and I drafted that guy, I'm invested in that guy, I'm not invested in that guy, works all the time in the NFL. But it's like, it's just interesting to see that we're this late in the season, and that quite frankly, Dylan has played this bad, and that we could be this close to changing quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, they're going to give Shador 1 week of reps with the ones and then maybe give him a shot on the field.
That's all it would be. Now, so that I think is when they start to crack that door open to the idea that he would appear in the third quarter if things aren't going well, or if he'd even appear in a game in general. I feel like you'll start to see that maybe through the reps in practice. But that's very important, Stefanski said, that nothing had changed from the last time we'd had this discussion. And that, in fact, then Dylan, that what that means is that Dylan is still getting 100% of the reps. I think that's very important, because that tells me that Stefanski is still committed to Dylan Gabriel.
I think, well, I'll be honest with you, I think Stefanski is going to be committed to Dylan regardless. I think it's whether Stefanski succumbs to pressure whether it's on his staff or from outside his staff that says, we've watched your guy play. He's not very good. Let's go to the other one.
And maybe that's Haslam. I'm not sure. We've kind of always pinpointed it to be Haslam when that day eventually does come. He just gets tired of watching Dylan stink up the joint and says, you got to do what I want now. And it's maybe we'll get there. But this is interesting. But no, I'm nowhere closer to thinking that Shador is going to actually play this weekend.
I do think what's interesting is if Shador would play this weekend, whether it's for injury or anything else, it'd be really interesting if then he goes out and plays well in spite of the lack of reps.
For sure. It just means he could do it at any point, right? And he could just basically overcome anything. But if it's two drives and it's the fourth quarter of a blowout game, and at that point maybe even the Ravens have their backups in too, like I just don't know. I don't even want that entry for Shador, if we're being honest about it.
It's going to be – oh, come on. You wouldn't –
No, I kind of want him to have like a whole week set up and everything, and then have the big lead up into it where he gets to do everything down to what he did even in that first preseason game. I'm not saying you get Tony Brown back on the roster and we get the Mufasa
the
stick. Yeah, I'm not saying we do that, but I like the idea of him having the whole week to gas himself up, get himself ready for the idea that he's starting, and then be able to just go off to the races.
Oh,
about Shador that I think loves that idea.
One thing I actually really like that they've done this year is get Dylan those reps in that first Baltimore game, because I think it just took pressure off the initial thing. And I know everyone's going, Shador's built for that. Guys, it's a different level of pressure than he will ever face the first time he goes out there, especially if it's still when the Browns are talking playoffs with Myles Garrett coming out
today. It just seems
so
nonplussed by it all, though. It doesn't seem like that would even, like, for most quarterbacks, you're right. For him, it just, I don't even know that it would register that way.
I don't think he's going to come out and be, no, I,
He's like a human beta blocker, though. Like,
yeah,
I feel like he doesn't.
I think he does a good job of keeping whatever he's feeling off to the side. You cannot tell me the second you tell that kid, hey, man, you're getting a game, he's not feeling sort of nerves.
If it's pressure, I feel like he's one of those guys that with pressure, he gets excited. I'm going to use the Donovan Mitchell term of calling people sickos, but those sickos that where most of us would just fold, they rise to the occasion. That to me is Shador. When it comes to like pressurized moments, it almost like juices him up even more.
216-474-0092. Kevin Stefanski says Shador's practice reps have not changed, which again, that'd be about 3 weeks back that I think we had the first update on Shador becoming the backup, right? Or am I thinking 4 weeks back now? Whenever basically Kevin first said he's not getting first team reps and they're all going to Dylan.
October 21st.
At some point, though, this has to be Dylan's last start for me. If Dylan plays poorly, or how about this?
Yeah.
I think Dylan has to have his best game on Sunday. If all
like
we
unequivocally
get,
best, or like one of those games like where last week it looked like, well, you can argue that's a better game from a statistical standpoint than the Vikings game, but my eyeballs tell me something different. Like, what are we talking about here?
I'll actually take that last one where, all right, it's his best game, but then we haggle over it. It's at least arguable. Okay, that's like, his best game.
Like PFF had the game last week as his very best game. I don't know anybody that watched that game said that it was his very best. But if we get that performance again, where instead of the 63.5 PFF grade, it's a 64. We're good then.
If it's close,
so we're trending upward.
And we're talking multiple touchdowns. Then I reserve the right to change this.
Okay.
But if he has a step back, guys, and Kevin Stefanski continues to put him out there. At some point, I'm going to start getting really pissed because you're not just wasting our time. You're wasting that locker room's time with mm-hmm. your pet. And I just, like, I can't tell you how much I need Dylan Gabriel just to have a big boy game on Sunday. I need to be able to defend. Kevin needs to be able to defend Dylan's performance on Sunday rather than when he's directly asked by the media. So where have you seen the growth in Dylan? Well, you know, young quarterbacks have a lot of ups and downs. And no, Kevin, he said, where do you see growth from the first start to this start?
Yeah.
I need to see growth. I'd like to see growth now.
I'd like to see, well, easy now. I want the type of game where Stefanski does like the Kirk Cousins at the end of that and is like, you like that. You know, like that was so dominant. That was so, it was so impressive for so many different reasons that people after the game are fighting about Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders in a mm-hmm. meaningful way. And the Gabriel Gobbler, as you call them,
they call themselves.
I don't know that anybody admits to being
somebody
a Gabriel
in the
gobbler.
YouTube chat. Called them Gabriel Gobblers, and the name is stuck.
It's just a weird self-own, is what that is. That's a weird self-own.
I mean, we had the Darnold Derelicts back in 2018.
You created that. No, they didn't call themselves.
Many
that.
People called them that. Many, yeah. Many people.
Yeah, you were very anti Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It only took me 7 years to be wrong on him.
It only took you a really long time. And basically 99.9% of people forgetting you even
actually,
had it.
Actually, this is my Geno Smith.
Is that what this is?
I did a flip-flop on Sam Darnold, where like about year three in with the Jets, I was like, all right, he's not good. I was wrong. Okay, whatever. Then I was just anti-Sam Darnold. And then once he got good again, I was like, guys, it's my Geno Smith with Dustin's long play on Geno Smith.
Yeah. Hold on to your sports takes. They all turn a different direction. You just got to give them enough time.
Unless it's about Anthony Richardson.
Well, so maybe this is the week, though. Well, you're burying him. Who knows?
Future Browns quarterback?
Who knows? There's been thought pieces that have been written about that alone. I don't know. Like at the end of the game, that's what we need. All these people that thought they'd been wrong about Dylan Gabriel the entire time to be like, you know what? Maybe I was right. And if we had a Gabriel Gobbler on the station, if we had one of those guys, they'd come into the studio, ooh, chest pumped out, being like, I was right about him. Take that, Daryl Ryder.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, that's what you'd have to do if that's like their thing. It's just a lame thing. It's so lame.
Who do you think? All right.
What a self-owned by you. I can't believe there's even a Gabriel Gobbler to begin
with.
Our
guy, Brian with the I, on Twitter. He's like, every time.
This is why I like Brian's with a Y better.
Every time you talk about Dylan Gabriel, he goes, boom, boom. I will ask you.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to be the Gabriel Gobbler here on the station?
Like if he turns good?
No. To like, he has one good game.
On Monday, he looks good?
On Monday, yeah.
Jeff Phelps.
Yeah, damn it. It wasn't even, because I thought maybe Lima, because he's already positioned himself as anti-Shador.
Yeah, that's
Lima,
a bad spot.
But Lima can't, in good conscience, say anything.
No, he's too smart.
Switch on it.
He's too smart to do that. That would be operating in such bad faith.
What are we saying about Jeff Phelps then?
Oh, now that was a good pull by you.
Yeah.
That was a good. I feel like Jeff has wild quarterback takes.
Yes, he does.
And so that's where I know that's where our brain is going. It's not about intelligence, obviously. It is about the idea that we have years of him just pulling random quarterbacks out of his ass and thinking that he likes these guys.
You landed the plane there. It's not that he's an idiot. He's a wild card.
He's a smart man. He is. When it comes to quarterbacks, you never know what Jeff Phelps thinks about quarterbacks.
All right.
All over the board with quarterbacks. He thought Joe Milton was like the Browns' answer. Like months ago, not years ago, like months ago.
Would you rather watch Joe Milton on Sunday or Dylan Gabriel?
At this point, yes, I would.
Yeah, me too.
I'd rather watch Joe Milton throw an orange 95 yards.
Joe Milton's got a cannon on him. He's got a hose.
I know. I ought to be able to throw 5-yard passes.
BL on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel saying Gabriel Glazers and Gobblers. The Glazers, that's funny. Yeah.
Jay Glazer might take offense, but that's neither here nor there.
Who's trying to glaze Jay?
Is that really the Glazer Foundation? It's just Dylan Gabriel support group.
It's like when Mike Tomlin came out and gave a full write up on Dylan Gabriel, and he's like, "This guy passed for X amount of yards at Oregon," and
he just read his biography. It was like, great. You found a stats page. Congratulations. I know.
It's half the internet anyways.
Oregon fans don't even like Dylan Gabriel. That's how Dylan Gabriel stinks.
No, my TikTok says otherwise.
Most Oregon fans don't even like Dylan Gabriel.
TikTok says otherwise because there are several Oregon fans.
I've been in too many of those message boards.
I made so many Dylan Gabriel short jokes, and all those Oregon fans were pissed at me.
They've moved on. They like Dante Moore now. That's how flimsy of a fan base it is. They just moved on to Dante Moore.
Do you think they still like Dylan, or do you think they like Dante Moore?
Nice.
Well done. 216-474-0092. What's at stake for Dylan on Sunday? And if we got any Gabriel Gobblers, Gabriel Glazers, we'll hear from you guys as well. But I think I can meet Jimmy Haslam halfway. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Just like week. I've told you about my love of square body trucks, like specifically like late 60s, 70s, and early 80s trucks. It has ruined my algorithm. There's a point last night where Ness and I were laying together in bed, and she had her head on my shoulder. We were watching reels. And after the 30th straight square body truck video of like the restos or the ones that have already been restored and are being sold, after like the 30th one, she just sighed and rolled over and went to bed. And the problem is, I kept scrolling for another 20 videos because I can't pull the nose up on this. I am locked in on every single square body I can see.
I do think this takes you out of the running to make fun of me and LeBron for watching our YouTube golf videos now.
Yep, absolutely.
This completely removes that.
Actually, it makes it even worse because I'm sure you send YouTube clips, golf YouTube clips to friends. Last night I sent two clips, one to my older brother and one to my little brother, and my little brother Aaron, and I got one back from him. So now I'm influencing everybody else's algorithms now they are both down the same rabbit hole.
And even just by talking about it, now I'm going to have some square body trucks in my algorithm later.
You're welcome.
Nah,
you're welcome.
Nah,
a 1980 GMC Sierra, one of those.
So what's the appeal? Because I'm going to dive into the curiosity of this. What's the appeal?
So there was a time I actually was accepted to the AutoCAD program in high school. Ended up not being able to do it, financial reasons, not to cry poor. But one of the things, like my goal was, at the same time I was trying to buy an old, I think it was like a 77 Sierra, if that might be a little early. Maybe it was an 80 Sierra. Because I wanted to restore it.
Yeah.
And I wanted that to be my truck. And I've always loved those old trucks. It reminds me of my grandpa Casey, who always had them. Like my grandpa Thomas had a couple as well. Like I love old trucks. It's always been, and I love muscle cars too, but I just love that era of trucks. So that was always my goal, and I've always regretted.
Those are the best trucks GM ever built, is what some people say.
And by the way, I even love like the 60s Mercury trucks, which are really just Fords, but they sold them in Canada. as Mercury's because that's the only way they could sell them in Canada because of Mercury dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just love that era. And it's probably one of the regrets I do have is that I never went to AutoCAD and I never learned how to restore cars because I would just... Again, I can't afford to do it now, but I always would have loved to be able to do that.
You'd be like a real Tim the Two-Man Taylor, huh? Like, you know, like your garage, you just have like a bunch of cars to restore.
But like a fully dimensional human being.
Yeah. I like that show.
I did. Everybody did. It was the 90s.
Everybody did. Yeah. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
And by the way, we like Tim Allen here.
Yeah.
All right? We don't have to like everything that Tim Allen likes, but Tim Allen's one of the best sitcom actors of all time. And I really like... Now, here's the thing. I don't try and talk cars... With car people? Because
I don't think I've ever gotten in a car conversation with you. Now, you know I'm not much of a car person to have that conversation anyway, but like, what a surprise at the square body truck enthusiast over here.
So I love it. I don't know enough about it. So like when people get into the types of engines, I don't know what the hell you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
but I've always had an incredible interest. I've just never been able to apply it.
See it in a garage. Hanging out and then just fixing cars. There's a part of like that environment that I feel like you'd really gel with.
Retired Nick, like when the money train comes in. I'm retiring.
I'm going to be like a usher at a baseball stadium. What your retirement?
Retired
gig is...
Nick is going to learn to work on engines and restore cars.
Okay,
and then I'm just going to sit in my garage
and they'll
drink
come to
some
you.
Coors Original and just rehab some old cars.
And then, like, you flip them, or is it the type of thing, like, once you rehabbed them, then you fall in love with them and they stay?
Then daddy drives them once a week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. That sounds like an expensive hobby now.
Yeah. Again, that's why the money train has to come in.
Yeah.
And the time train also has to come in, because right now we don't have time
either. I mean, you turn this around, you make it good enough, you can turn this into, like, a show on, like, whatever version of the Guardians broadcast exists at that point.
Yeah.
You know, like all the shows pre and post, you could just go and do one of those type shows.
I think if for whatever reason...
They always have car shows on those things.
If I ever leave the broadcasting business, I don't think I'll ever want to do a video, radio, audio. I don't think I'll ever want to do it again. Like, once I'm done with the business, like, the people who are like, I'm a homesteader, now you can watch... No. by the way, I have interest in homesteading with Vanessa. We just don't have the time right now. I'm interested in it. I'm not interested in making content about it.
Well, it ruins the hobby,
is the content
is what
that I've
always thought.
And I don't want to get another piece of it.
I get it. I've told you this before about like golf with myself. Like I don't want to make my Lisa's always like, oh, you can make golf videos and put them on TikTok, and it's like, no, that'll ruin it for me. I don't want to create content around that. Like I love that being that.
Yep.
And let's keep it over there, and then we come and do this.
So it's like I've said this. Like sometimes Vanessa will get frustrated because I don't take pictures at parties. I have to really be reminded. Like we went to Disney 4 years ago. I really had to remember to take pictures. And the reason why I don't like doing it is it takes me out of being in it. Like at the party, at my 40th party, I didn't take any pictures. I had one or two taken of me, but I just wanted to be in it with everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so the same thing goes with making content. Like the one downside to this job is as much as I love talking about sports, man, does it take you out of like the fan part of this? It does cheapen that just a little bit.
Yeah, my problem would be I wouldn't want to have like producers and or editors and all that stuff. I don't want to do that job.
Oh, see, I'd rather have them than
myself. Have them. Like, I don't want to do that job. Like that part of it. If I did a golf series on TikTok,
and somebody did it for you,
if somebody did it for me, I might be game. But like the idea that I have to like edit it and then put it all, spend so much time doing that stuff. Like I see all these people that do all these creative YouTube videos, and when you're just starting out, you're a one man band.
Yep,
and you got to do it all. And I just no, thank you.
No, that sounds miserable. To the point, by the way, that my family has for a while watched the show The Dashleys on YouTube.
Okay.
And it's like, it's...
What do they do?
Oh, it's I hate it. I hate it so much. It's basically a family that catalogs all their adventures, and I hate every second of it. However, but so the dad shoots it, and then after everyone goes away and does their thing, then he videos it, puts it up. And I'm like,
that's how it works.
You cannot make enough money for this to be okay.
That's how it works. They spend hours on hours, and in that space, everything has to be a certain way. It seems like a lot. Not for me.
216-474-0092. Do you like square bodies as well?
Yeah,
we do have
when you start doing your square body truck enthusiast TikTok page.
No, because the problem is you have to be sober for that too.
Oh yeah, okay.
I'd like to tie one on. But we were talking about Dylan Gabriel here. Tommy in Brunswick's been waiting. Tommy, happy Football Friday, buddy. What you got for us? We got about 45 seconds.
Thank you so much. Here, I don't understand why Gabriel's playing. You've got to put Shedeur in there. The meaning is he hasn't progressed. He's not regressed, but he's just average. So you got to put Shedeur in there and see what we got with him. Okay, so let's say he doesn't do that good, and then you put Gabriel back in. What's the difference?
Tommy?
This is a losing season.
All right, buddy. All right, we appreciate you. Thank you so much there.
Talking about tying one on.
Tommy, have a great weekend there, buddy. Stay safe out there, killer. I almost said Dylan Gabriel. Daryl Ryder coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.